This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, your parents should have stopped you from downloading this podcast. It's not erotica. It's Art Erotica. Arterotica.com. Hi, and welcome back to my naughty little corner of the world. The first business of the day is to thank Dan and Dawn of the Erotic Awakening podcast for giving me a butt plug. A plug on their show. Yes, that's what they gave me. A plug on their show. Anyway, you can go over to eroticawakening.com and download episode number 83 to hear me get plugged. The second item is a happy little surprise that I found by accident. Free porn. Go on over and check out archive.org. They have some cool vintage stuff that you can download for free. Now, it's nothing very hardcore, but there are some old Betty Page clips, some stripper videos from the 40s and 50s, some old campy nudist films, and even random pictures of naked people. It all looks kind of innocent compared to some of the stuff you can find online or in, you know, regular porn nowadays. Frankly, some of the new stuff is just a turnoff to me. Cock gagging? I just don't get how that's sexy. Women spitting long stringers on hard-ons? How is that hot? I just don't get it. Then again, even the money shot is kind of unnecessary to me. I mean, I do like to see the details of sex, but it seems like porn is going out of its way to be gross nowadays. You know what I'd like to see? Real people having sex the way real people have sex. You know, like that really cute woman you saw out on the street the other day? She was wearing a little sundress or something, just revealing enough, so you could see that maybe she wasn't perfect, but she had a nice body. Shapely legs, a cute little tush. She was a real woman, not some Silicon Valley illusion. Suddenly, her husband or boyfriend walked up to her and kissed her. What if you could watch them having sex? And I don't mean in a seedy, peeping through the keyhole kind of way. What if somehow you found out that they really got off on being watched? She really wants to show you how much she loves her husband and his dick, and he wants you to see how he can give it to her. Wouldn't that be freaking awesome? Two people really turned on and hot for each other, and turned on by the idea of being filmed. Now that would be some good freaking porn. I don't even know if I would call that porn, though. Yeah, it's sexually explicit, but so is life sometimes. Well, the closest I've found so far is Comstock Films. Go check out Xana and Dax. There are some free hardcore previews on their website. It's well worth the look. Use the Google, or check out the show notes on my webpage for direct links. You'll be glad you did. One more quick thing, and we'll get on to what you're really here for. I put up some stories of mine on Amazon.com. The Elasti Building, Marty's Tale, and Good Morning Neighbor are being published as I record this podcast. Both of them are clothed female, nude male stories that I've gotten great reviews on. Well, now you can read them on your Kindle, your PC, your Mac, your iPhone, your BlackBerry, and all of the Android phones. Hopefully, by the time this podcast goes live, they'll be there for you to read. Check out the show notes and my bookstore for direct links to my Amazon page. As soon as the stories go live, I'll post it there. My website will always have the latest news on all my available stories, so be sure to check in on arterotica.com daily. That's arterotica.com. On to the story of the month. This month, we're going to get into the world of Blank Shand College. If you don't know of it, Blank Shand College is a fictional universe that was created by Johnny Cancer and expanded on by some really great people. Donnie Leha, Katie Irwin, and, okay, I'm going to do the best I can on this one, PPG Jimileg are a few names to look for. There are others strewn about the net, so it's always a good idea to do a search on Blank Shand from time to time. That's B-L-A-N-K-E space S-C-H-A-N-D-E. The basic idea is that Blank Shand is a normal college in every way. Well, every way except one. All the women on campus are naked. They aren't allowed to wear anything or cover up in any way. Okay, maybe it's a little sexist, but it's a fantasy world that thrives on the embarrassment of being naked in public more than on turning women into sex objects. I know it's kind of a stretch, but I love this universe. Mostly because I first found it way back before clothed female, nude male came into being. I didn't think anyone would be interested in reading a story about guys who like to get naked in front of women, so I sort of lived vicariously through the BSC girls. And it all kind of balances out, sort of, in some way. BSC is sort of the yin to the Elasti Building's wang, so to speak. Check out my show notes or the links section on my website for the Blank Shan College group on Yahoo. There, you'll find all the original Blank Shan stories, as well as captioned photos and other fun stuff related to BSC. The story I'm going to read for you this month is called The Professor. If you enjoy it, there's more of the Blank Shan College world on my website in the Nude in Public section. The story I'm currently writing, The Unwritten Rules, is a great introduction to the BSC world and adds some of my own personal touches to the universe, but it's currently over 90,000 words and counting. However, I may record some excerpts of it in future podcasts, but for now, I think it's time to go to school. ARDOROTICA.com. There now, she said, turning from the clean chalkboard towards me. Mr. Bellman, I couldn't help notice that you're not paying attention in class like you used to.
Sorry, ma'am, I said awkwardly, while still looking up at the ceiling.
Mr. Bellman, look at me when I'm talking to you, she said sternly. I slowly looked down from the ceiling and turned my head towards her. She was standing directly in front of me, with her hands on her hips, looking a little annoyed. I looked at her face. Then my eyes went to her breasts, and my mouth fell open.
"What, Mr. Bellman, what is the problem?" she asked impatiently.
You have chalk on your nipples," I said before I could stop myself. She cupped and lifted both of her breasts so she could see them better, and then, right there in front of me, ran her thumbs over her nipples to clean them off. Of course, this also made them hard and had me looking up at the ceiling again.
"Are you still having trouble adjusting to the female nudity here at BSC?" she asked in a doubtful tone of voice.
No, ma'am, I've pretty much gotten used to it.
I see. So it's only me you have a problem with? She asked, sounding a little hurt.
No, ma'am, I don't have a problem with you.
Then look at me, Mr. Bellman, she said plainly.
I forced myself to look at her again, but it was obvious to both of us that I was uncomfortable.
I know I'm not a 20-year-old co-ed, Mr. Bellman, but I can't be all that hard to look at.
It's not that, Professor. You just kind of remind me of someone, that's all. I said, hoping this whole confrontation would just magically go away somehow.
Oh, and who would that be? She asked in a lighter tone.
My aunt, I said sheepishly.
I see. So how long have you been sexually attracted to your aunt?
What? I asked, looking at her shocked.
It's perfectly natural, and nothing to be ashamed of, she reassured me. But I think it's something I need to help you get over.
Really, it's okay, Professor Williams. I'll be fine, I promised her.
That all depends on the root of this problem, young man. How are your relationships with women? She asked, seeming concerned for my well-being.
Fine, I suppose, I said with a shrug. I've had girlfriends and female friends.
Good, she said with a smile. How about since coming to BSC?
It's taken a little adjusting, but I've made friends, and I've been dating here and there, I admitted, hoping not to sound like a complete freak.
Good. And when did you see your aunt naked? She asked, matter-of-factly.
Oh, my God. When I was a kid, I said, shocked at suddenly remembering the incident.
I hope you've enjoyed what I've written, but if not, remember, it's only a naughty story, and I have nothing but respect for those who've spent so much time and effort in creating Blank Shand. I sincerely want to thank you for the untold hours of enjoyment I've gotten from it, and hope with this, and other BSC stories I've written, that I've given a little back. I hope you've enjoyed what I've written, but if not, remember, it's only a... Professor Williams spread her legs a little more, and then slipped two fingers inside herself and asked, "So she stood there and watched you pee?" "No. Well, what she did was turn on the shower, and when the water was right, she got in. She did peek out at me a few seconds later, but all I saw was her face." Professor Williams moaned, and then asked, "She saw your penis, though, didn't she?" "Yeah," I said, hypnotized by what my naked professor was doing. "Did she say or do anything?" the professor asked while leaning back on her desk. Professor Williams fingered herself with one hand while she rubbed her clit with the other. She smiled at me and winked. Then she closed the shower curtain, and I left after I was finished. Oh. 1 minute, Mr. Bellman. I'm..." Professor Williams couldn't seem to speak anymore. She closed her eyes and laid back on her desktop. Her legs, bent slightly at the knee, lifted up off the ground and spread wider, hovering in the air. She pressed her hand tightly against her pussy and shook it roughly, making her tits jiggle. When she came, she arched her back beautifully and closed her legs around her hand. Her body stiffened for a few moments, and then sagged back on the desktop. I just stood there watching, unable to look away. Eventually, she caught her breath, sat back up, and took her hand out from between her legs. Then, she looked at me almost shyly and sucked on the fingers that had been inside her. "I can't resist tasting my own orgasm," Professor Williams said with an embarrassed smile. "Anyway, it's obvious that your sexual attraction to her stems from the fact that not only was she the first woman you saw naked, but the first woman who saw your penis and had a positive reaction to it." "Yeah, I guess that makes sense, but why did you..." "Finger myself to orgasm in front of you?" the professor asked.
Yeah, I said, as if that was an obvious question.
"To separate myself from your aunt in your mind. I must have, at some point, done something that unconsciously reminded you of that incident with your aunt. I guessed that it was my age and nudity that reminded you of her, rather than an actual resemblance. So I did something that your aunt would never have done, in order to clearly set the two of us apart in your mind. That, coupled with the intimacy of watching me masturbate, should make looking at me merely naked no longer a problem."
"Wow," I said, stunned at the way her mind worked.
"So you can look at me now?" Professor Williams asked, standing up so that I could easily see her from head to toe.
"No problem," I said, purposely letting my eyes wander all over her naked body.
"What if I were to do this?" Professor Williams asked, sitting on the edge of her desk. Then she lifted her feet up, putting them on the edge of the desk, spreading herself for me to see. I looked her up and down, smiling, and said, "No problem at all."
"And what if I were to do this?" Professor Williams asked, standing up, turning around, spreading her feet, and bending over the desk. All I could do was let out a little grunt of approval at seeing her in that position.
"Mr. Bellman?" she asked, looking at me over her shoulder.
"Oh, sorry, that's just, one of my favorite views of the, female anatomy," I said, looking at her face.
She chuckled as she got up and said, "I think we can pronounce you cured, Mr. Bellman. Men, and most women for that matter, rarely acknowledge the power and effect a naked female can have over a male.
I guess so, I replied, a little stunned at the revelation.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take a quick shower. I trust you'll be paying attention in class from now on?
Yes, ma'am, I said with an embarrassed smile.
Good, because there's a test coming up, and you'll want to be well prepared for it.
I will be, Professor, I promise, I said with a smile.
Oh, and one more thing, Mr. Bellman, the professor said as she turned to walk away from me. Don't feel the least bit guilty if you find yourself masturbating to the memory of this meeting. It's perfectly natural.
Yes, ma'am, I said as I watched her walk out of the classroom. They warned me about the psychology professors here at BSC, but I thought it was because the schoolwork was hard.
There's something I love about the Blank Shand universe that I find hard to put into words. The stories themselves aren't about sex. They're really about a sort of nervous exhibitionism. You do need to be able to suspend some serious disbelief in order to make the premise work, though. That's what I've undertaken to fix in my story, The Unwritten Rules. The explanation of why the nudity rule is for women only is that it helps the guys become better students and the women become stronger, more successful people. However, no one has ever, at least to my knowledge, shown exactly how that works. What I'm trying to do with The Unwritten Rules is give some kind of vaguely plausible explanation to show exactly how Blank Shand makes everyone who attends the school better off. Now, this explanation may not work for everyone, but I think it fills in some of the holes and makes the stories more enjoyable to read. There is a dedicated, loyal following to the Blank Shand universe, and I'm in no way trying to take it over or insist that my story change or alter the rules in any way. All I want to do is add something significant to a universe that I really love. I hope you've enjoyed what I've written, but if not, remember, it's only a naughty story, and I have nothing but respect for those who've spent so much time and effort in creating Blank Shand. I sincerely want to thank you for the untold hours of enjoyment I've gotten from it, and hope with this and other BSC stories I've written that I've given a little back. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please vote for me on PodcastAlley.com and give me a good review on iTunes. It'll help the podcast get noticed. If you have any comments or questions, you can write an anonymous comment on my website, Artorotica.com. That's ArdorOtica.com. Email me at Artorotica@gmail.com or call my voicemail number, 760-542-8681. The music for this podcast was provided by Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com.